A beautiful day today. We've got to shake off the morning chill first, and in some spots, it's the ninth freeze of the season, where it's officially dropped to 32 degrees over especially northern and western Duval County early this morning. That, by the way, is just about where we ought to be this time of year. During December, January, February, we average 15 mornings at or below 32 at the International Airport, and with it now being today the 19th of January, the ninth freeze, we're pretty close to where we ought to be climatologically when it comes to freezes, which is good news because the last few years have been so warm, the winters in particular. So this is keeping things a little bit dormant. It's a good ecological thing, in other words. The chill this morning will give way to a really pretty day. Not a whole lot of wind. A lot of sun, though, and temperatures this afternoon in the mid-60s. It will still be chilly tonight, but not as cold. We'll stay well above freezing, upper 30s to lower 40s. And then the warming trend continues tomorrow. Sunshine mid to upper 60s. Thursday even warmer with a dry west wind under partly sunny skies. We top out 70 to 75. A few inland spots may manage to get well into the 70s if we can keep the cloud cover thin enough. And then by Friday, we start to see some changes. A cold front will start to work its way southward toward the area with some showers, particularly near the Florida-Georgia border early on, and then gradually shifting a little bit more south and east during the afternoon and evening on Friday. It does not look to be a significant weather system when it comes to rainfall, but at least some scattered showers into early Saturday morning. It will bring some cooler air. We're out ahead of the front Friday, so still 70 plus, but on Saturday we'll just top out in the 60s. We should manage at least some afternoon sun on Saturday, again, depending completely on exactly where this front is and how much moisture we manage to get to develop out along and ahead of that front, and then what lingers behind it as it moves on through after midnight Friday and into the day on Saturday. We'll obviously keep you up to date on the timing and the movement of this system as we head into the end of the week and the early part of the weekend. But the screaming message today, we'll shake off the cold early this morning, making for a beautiful day with temperatures well into the 60s, and then it's off to the races from there as far as temperatures go with a warming trend the rest of the week. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.